Good morning and welcome to the Innovative Teaching Podcast. I am your host this morning, Jeanette Schaefer. The goal of this podcast is to get you thinking outside of the box when it comes for teaching and learning. And in the current situation and times, we are definitely testing that. So we want to take the opportunity to share what we're doing, the ideas that faculty are coming up with, and the things that are just being tried or the challenges that we're trying to solve. As I stated yesterday, I'm going to start using the podcast mainly as a daily update for our South Mountain Community College faculty. You're still welcome to listen. Like, everyone's welcome to listen, because I'm sure the challenges that we're facing, the solutions we're coming up with, are also good in many, many other situations. So please still tune in. You may want to just follow along and kind of see how everything unfolds, or kind of like our experience or our story. So yes, please still join us. Now, with today's daily update, the first one is with remote teaching. Faculty, you are doing wonderful. Everyone's hanging in there. Everyone's trying. I know there are bumps in the road. That is to be expected. Anytime you implement a tool and you all of a sudden have all these people trying to use the tool, it's going to come up real quickly, you know, where the challenges are, what's going well, what's not going well. So please, please keep hanging in there with us. So there are many different tools that you can use that we actually have available to us. WebEx is the district supported option. That's the one that we are putting all of our energy into right now, as far as the documentation on how to use it, the training sessions that are going on, and then the IT support behind making sure it works. So that's going to be the fully supported option that we're encouraging faculty to use. Now, you do have, as part of our Gmail accounts, you have Google Hangout and Meetings. That's also a great tool. It's one we've been using ever since we got Gmail accounts. So it's a tool that's there. It's available. Once again, just kind of hop in. What are your goals for instruction? How many students are you going to have in there? Is it more of a virtual office? Is it more of a class instructional session? So just kind of look and explore. So those are options that you have. We have Conference in Canvas. What we've experienced so far is it's not handling the demand that faculty are putting on it right now. So that may not be your better option at this point. It's not that it's not an option. It's just it's really restricted or limited right now. I don't know. I haven't heard anything as far as, is that going to be opened up a little bit more, or is that just the way it is? As soon as I get some information, we'll let you know. And then there is Zoom. I know with South Mountain Community College, we've been using Zoom as a campus, and faculty have gotten comfortable with that. There aren't currently enough accounts for everyone to have a subscription account, but they do have a free version, and they're supporting that through this time, so faculty are able to use it. So you can explore that free version. I believe it's limited by time, so it's limited by how much time you can actually record a session, but definitely check that out. As we get more and more information, we'll try to share that out to you too, as far as what's working the best and what's working in the best situations. In addition to the WebEx, we do have three trainings today. MCLI will be hosting that. So they hosted one yesterday. I know some of you got into it, some of you did not. I actually had trouble getting into that session. We had first received the wrong URL. We had received it for an older training. So then we had the correct URL, and it was still a little challenging to get in. But what I encourage you to do is, if you join one of the sessions today, maybe join through the browser instead of going through the process of downloading the app to your laptop. So there is an option after where you put in your login information down at the bottom. It just says new. It's got the red letters new. And there's a link there to join by browser. I found that was much quicker and easier to do instead of going through the process of trying to download the app. Once you have a little bit more information, you're comfortable with the tool, then you could go and download the app to your laptop and be able to access it that way. But the three sessions being held by MSLI today, one's at 10 a.m., how to navigate WebEx meeting. Another one's at 1 p.m., using WebEx meeting for lectures. And 3 p.m., the previous session is repeated, using WebEx meeting for lectures. I have sent out emails and a calendar invite with the information to connect to those sessions. I think there's a formal communication coming out from MSLI for all faculty this morning too, so look for that. Also new this morning, it may not be brand new, but it's the first I heard. We are all being asked to complete a remote work policy acknowledgement. It's for faculty and staff. So previously there was a document that came out for staff to complete in order to be able to work remotely. They were stating what they would be working on, what their job responsibilities were. But this policy, it's a policy acknowledgement required of all faculty. And I've got the information in the daily update guide that I will be posting with this podcast. You have to go into the Employee Learn Center, and they want this completed by Monday, March 23rd, since we're already, majority of us are already telecommuting. But it gives you the process. You have to log in with your MEID to the Employee Learn Center, and then you want to click on the teleworking agreement. You have to push like the play button. It's off to the right side. So once you get logged in and you're into the teleworking agreement, on the right side, you're going to find a button, like a play button, like a blue play button. You click on that. That takes you through the acknowledgement. It has 12 statements that you agree to, and then you complete that. So please be sure you get in and complete that. All right, starting Monday, I came up with the wine hour. And you could take the wine hour however you want. I spelled the wine hour W-H-I-N-E. And the whole point of the wine hour, I actually built this off of Bernice's pajama party idea. So if you want, do something similar with your students. They used to call it the pajama hour at the school Bernice previously worked at. And that may be more appropriate for students, but for the wine hour, my idea is from 7 to 8 p.m. on Monday. You can bring your cold beverage of choice, and we'll all sit down and have a live sessions where you can ask questions, you can share your ideas and concerns, whining, we can laugh with one another, and then just be connected and be able to get ideas and questions out that need to be addressed. So it could be whining as in you're whining and complaining, or it could be whining as in you have a cold beverage and you're enjoying the company of your peers and getting ideas from them. So look for that calendar invite coming soon. I just thought it would be a great way for everyone to stay connected and share out those ideas. Also know Summer Sherlin, I should put this into the guide also. Summer Sherlin has a great thing that her and her students are doing. They're trying to capture all the great work that faculty are doing, the experiences that we're having, and what's coming up. So I'm going to share that with you too and encourage you to contribute to that project. Building upon that, I received a student scenario that came from Chandler Gilbert faculty, Miguel. And so this is a situation or scenario that he is just facing with a student. The student says, I think I have to drop. I have three kids out of school and I'm not really experienced online. No time for this change. Family has to come first. So Miguel's response was, if I point you to some good online sources for the grade level so the kids can have homework just like you while mom and dad does their homework for my course, would that help? Well, in the guide, I've included all the information for this. And this is just an example. There are lots and lots of examples out there. So don't feel like you have to use this one. This is more to get you thinking outside the box, because like he says, the value is we're a community college, right? So it's not just about the student, it's about the community, the village, and it takes our village to help their village. So he provided a resource called Kariki.org. It's all OER, and it's a repository of K through 12 instructional materials for those students and children that are at home. And it's a great way to give them some additional tools. I know there are some great apps too. I know my children love the Prodigy Math. Another one is Teacher Monster to Read. So as you find some resources, if you want, start sharing those with me. We can create a little repository or a collection in our CTL hub of resources that can be shared out with these students. I have another idea too, but I haven't had time to develop it, so I won't share it yet, but it's kind of another way to just help students with their children at home and getting them involved in some different activities. All right, that is it for today's updates. I know we have a lot of stuff coming at us. There are more resources. If you did not listen to yesterday's update or look at yesterday's guide, please do that because I did not reshare the same resources. So yesterday's guide had completely different information and resources than today. So make sure you view both of those. Keep up the great work. You guys are really, really doing awesome. I know I've heard some other people that work in Centers for Teaching and Learning that are similar, and reading it online and just hearing it, that some faculty are having a hard time, but I feel like our South Mountain faculty, you guys have been awesome at just staying positive, working through the challenges, understanding and having that compassion, and then really helping each other out. I'm just amazed at the support. I mean, you guys are wonderful, and we know that, but just the way everyone has stepped up to help each other has been awesome. Please keep doing that. Thank you for the support you're giving us. It keeps us going and keeps us working through the many long hours. It makes it fun, right? It's not so much like work when we know we've got the support and everyone's appreciating the work that we're doing. So thank you, and I will see you Monday morning for the next daily update. Have a great one.